Welcome to the HitchedMag.com podcast.
So hey everybody, welcome back. This is Steve Cooper, editor-in-chief of HitchedMag.com, and I'm again joined with Dr. Trina Reed. Hi Trina.
Hi Steve.
So we have a very popular subject today. We have had articles on this subject and it got great response. We're going to talk about flirting today.
What is it about flirting, Steve, that just raises everybody's hackles? It's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, we get both responses. We've had people who are just like adamantly opposed to it, and then we've had other people who are like, yeah, you know, it's all good fun as long as my husband or my wife doesn't take it too far. I'm totally fine with it, and I actually enjoy it. So it's a very interesting subject, but you're right. People are very passionate about it as well. I guess to get started here, my first question to you is, what constitutes flirting?
Well, innocent flirting, for me, is the art of making somebody feel beautiful, somebody feel special. And in its very essence, it's an exchange of positive energy. I don't want to get all touchy-feely, artsy-fartsy, but that's basically what it is. When you can make somebody else feel beautiful or special, and there's that good energy between the two of you, that's really the essence of what flirting is. So, you know, flirting, Steve, doesn't mean that you're giving insincere compliments or behaving in a way that compromises your integrity. And especially in your relationship, it's extremely important that you make this person who you've committed to feel loved, appreciated, beautiful, and special. So in my eyes, flirting with your partner is a really super simple way to keep that positive energy between the two of you. So, and a lot of times, I remember when I first, when I got engaged to my husband, there was this ad in the a magazine, and it showed a handsome older couple, and the woman was coquettishly touching her partner's hand, and the ad read, "Flirt with your husband." And I thought, honestly, Steve, I thought that was the coolest idea. And, you know, and being engaged, I thought, you know what, for the rest of my married life, I'm going to flirt with my husband. A year into our marriage, it had gone. And one of the things that, you know, resurrected, you know, a somewhat stale relationship was just this ability to start looking at my partner. And people always ask me, well, what is flirting if it's not giving insincere compliments? Basically, it's smiling, making eye contact, laughing at people's jokes, and most importantly, being very interested in that other person. So you will notice that people who are natural flirts, one of the reasons people want to be around them is because they are very interested in you. And if you want to bring that into your partnership, you know, flirting with your partner isn't twirling your hair and, you know, laughing, you know, hysterically at what they're saying. It's basically looking in their eyes, giving them a smile, and when they're droning on about a topic that they've talked to you about a bajillion times and you're really not interested, it's being, you know, it's sincerely listening to what they have to say, asking questions. That's flirting with your partner. That's creating a really great energy between the two of you. How could you possibly lose? You can't.
Yeah. And when we're talking about not necessarily flirting with your husband or wife, but instead flirting with somebody else, I guess, what are the boundaries of that? I know some people could do it face-to-face or over email or the phone or with the spouse present. Do you have any guidelines on that?
Yeah, well, innocent flirting outside your relationship to me is window shopping for those in committed relationships, which is a real nice. And I would say there's a couple things when you're looking, you know, this is a really touchy topic, and if you and your partner are dealing with jealousy issues, jealousy is simply a self-esteem thing. So you know, if that's something that's really plaguing your couplehood, you've got to take a look at yourself and not at your partner. And getting jealous at your partner, you have to take a look at yourself and say, well, what is it that's making me feel unsure about me, that I can't allow this dynamic to happen. And a typical thing I hear from couples, I was out with a girlfriend having coffee, and I said to her, you know, ever since I said to my husband, you know, I'm giving him a carte blanche to flirt, you know, have fun, flirt. I trust him 110%. I know nothing's going to happen. And I said, you know, ever since we've had this dynamic in our relationship, he feels sexier. He's a lot more confident. He dresses nicer. Like, everything about it has just been so great. And she actually knew my husband before me, and she said, you know what, Trina, you're right. It's almost like he's a completely different guy. And seeing this, I said to her, well, why don't you and your husband flirt outside your relationship? And honestly, Steve, she turned white. She turned white, and she had that look on her face like she wasn't breathing. And she said to me, finally, well, I just don't feel comfortable seeing my husband flirt with another woman. And I, you know, and so although she saw the benefits to me in my relationship, she just couldn't translate that and bring that to her relationship. So to answer your question, I would say that when it's innocent flirting, the energy that between your spouse and the other person, that energy comes back to you. Now, let me give you an example. About 6 months ago, my husband was dressed up and downtown, and apparently on an elevator between floors, this girl started flirting with him. Now, what was really cute about that experience, as soon as he got off the elevator, he called me and said, honey, this really hot chick lady was flirting with me. And I thought to myself, and the first person you tell is your wife. Yeah. But the thing is, when he got home that night, he brought that wonderful energy home to me. He had a kick in his step, and he came home and gave me a big smooch, and he was in a good mood, and he brought that energy home to me. Where it would be crossing the line is if this cute lady was flirting with him, and he kept going up and down the elevator, kept talking with her, asked her out for coffee. That's crossing the line. That's taking a really innocent moment that makes two people feel really great and turning it into something that's destructive for a relationship. That's crossing the line. So if your partner's having a really nice moment, exchanging that good energy but with somebody else, and all of a sudden they turn it around back to you and bring, you get the smooches, you get that wonderful energy, then that's a pretty innocent flirt. And there's no reason to get jealous around that, because they're bringing that energy back to you. However, if they keep in that dynamic because they're feeding off of it, then that's maybe crossing the line. Mm-hmm. And another thing, Steve, some people say to me, well, I have a coworker and there's nothing between us, I'm not interested in them sexually or anything like that. If you cannot tell your partner that you've got this thing going, an ex has started emailing you and you are, communicating with them, and you cannot tell your partner what's going on, that's crossing the line. As soon as you can't communicate what's going on, that's no longer innocent flirting. That's taking it to a different level.
Okay. And how should you respond if you think your spouse has crossed the line? Maybe you come across an email, or maybe you're at a party with some of their coworkers and you find out that they have this flirting relationship with another coworker or something. How should you approach your spouse and respond to that?
Well, first of all, we already talked about, be really clear what's jealousy, and just try and put that to the side, okay? Because a lot of people let the jealousy, and I mean, it's natural. If you get it, if you see that there's an email from somebody in their inbox and what the heck's going on, of course you're going to get a little jealous. And the best way to approach this is, hey, you know what? I want us to have a healthy relationship, and I want to trust you 110%. And in order for us to do that, I have to know, like, if this is happening, it's hard for me to trust when I haven't been told. Now, notice, Steve, when I'm using this languaging, I'm saying I instead of you. Especially when you get these difficult conversations, people want to use you. You have to be really clear to use I. So, you know, I've noticed, and I want us to trust, and it makes me feel insecure when we can't communicate about this type of stuff. If this is innocent flirting, then there should be no problem talking to me about it. And I'm okay with it as long as we talk about it. But that's the best way to respond, instead of going, you are, you know, this and you and this. So it's setting up a bad dynamic, and flirting will never be allowed in your relationship ever again.
Okay. And I guess the last question I have for you is, and I guess this is when it gets a little closer to your relationship, maybe a best friend or something starts flirting, and maybe you think they're crossing a line. Your recommendation as far as going to that friend and talking to them about it, and if you guys can resolve it, fine, or is it something that maybe you should approach your spouse with and say, hey, you need to tell your friend to knock it off? What do you think about that one?
This is my personal opinion, so it's just an opinion.
Sure.
I think a person should deal with it themselves and then talk to their spouse about it, to say, you know what, Joe has been flirting with me. I wasn't comfortable with it, so I took him to the side and said, please don't do this. I'm not interested, and it's making me uncomfortable, and it's done. It's fixed. Because I feel that if you bring your spouse into the mix before you resolve the issue, it could just make a tiny little matter into something that's big, and you don't necessarily want that. So, you know, as best you can, deal with it yourself, mm-hmm. unless there's some politics involved, and then tell your spouse. And I don't think that is being dishonest to your spouse. I think it's just handling things and then saying, this is what happened, and it's dealt with.
Okay.
Do you agree, Steve? I don't know. What do you think?
I do agree. This subject has come up with some of the other people we've talked to as well. And yeah, basically, they say deal with it yourself as much as possible, and squash it first and foremost, and then talk to your spouse about it later. It basically the exact same reasons that you brought up. So I totally agree with you on that.
Oh, good.
that is going to do it for us, Trina, as far as flirting goes. So I want to thank you very much for your time, and let everybody know that they can get more from Trina at bestsextipsever.com, and of course you can read her articles at hitchedmag.com. Thanks Trina for your time.
Thanks Steve.
Okay, bye everybody.
Hitched entertains, educates, and inspires married couples.